Hello and welcome to Future Commerce, the podcast about cutting edge and next generation commerce. I'm Philip and Brian is out today. So today is an FC mini episode. Just want to give you a few quick tidbits, some morsels, some little bite-sized nuggets, if you will, for Earth Day, April 22nd, 2019, and a couple stories that, in the retail space that caught my eye today. But the first one over on Fast Company, an exclusive with Allbirds, that Allbirds has come out for Earth Day. And not only did they do, product releases did the shoe thing, which is, limited edition colorways and sort of a build up into Earth Day in partnership with the National Audubon Society, which I thought was really interesting. But they have now, taken their sustainability message and taken it one step further, and they've done a very deep analysis of their carbon footprint across their entire supply chain, but also for their entire workforce. And they've effectively imposed a carbon tax on themselves to offset their carbon emissions. Now, there's a lot of companies that have done things like this. And in fact, in the Fast Company article, they mention a few like Everlane who have done this very recently. Allbirds basically determined that it produces about 10 kilograms of carbon for a single pair of sneakers. And that's pretty low for the sneaker industry. When Everlane did this not so long ago, its new sneaker was found to have generated about 50 kilograms of carbon. And Allbirds has had a story around sustainability for the longest time. They've, that's been core to their mission, core to their story. And it was core to their $1 billion valuation in their Series D raise, I believe, recently in October of last year to continue to create products that had a sustainable their materials were of a sustainable nature. So, nowadays they're using recycled sea plastics, they're using castor oil and wool, but they're not going to stop there. They've so part of, the carbon tax is going deep into every part of their supply chain, including the raising of the sheep that produce the wool and transporting those materials around the world and even air conditioning in their offices and, how much carbon is used when, an employee takes the bus to work. Great article about their, their approach and their carbon fund, and they'll be investing in tree planting, air purification, and some clean energy projects, and so very interesting stuff over on Fast Company. We'll link it up in the show notes a little later on, and invite you to go check it out. Another interesting story that came out in the last 48 hours or so is that New York City has passed its own version of the Green New Deal. And a lot of interesting and very sort of audacious proposals in this new this legislation, which has just passed, to be carbon neutral. So New York City is aiming to be carbon neutral by 2050 and producing its own 100% clean electricity. And that means that they've already had some pretty aggressive goals of this nature, but they're going to be basically providing an emissions cap on buildings over 25,000 square foot and above, and that requires some really interesting technology that would be employed, everything from solar panels to using heat reducing glass and films and on skyscrapers. I have an interesting discussion that I'll be bringing up with some of our Future Commerce alumni, some folks that have contributed to the show in the past, to get their take on what retail flagships will be doing in New York City in the next 15, 20 years as they prepare for a Green New Deal and what that means for innovation in tech in retail. A lot of those 25,000 square foot buildings house a lot of retail flagship stores in Manhattan. And so it'd be interesting to see what's going to happen on that space. So keep watching on that front as well. And finally, an article over on futurism.com this morning, the largest retailer in the world, dare I say, Amazon is launching a carbon neutrality project called Shipment Zero. And the proposal on Shipment Zero is to tackle carbon emissions in its delivery system, and aiming to have 50% of all of its deliveries carbon neutral by 2030. It's really interesting read. The thing that really stood out to me is that there is a full report that's coming out that Amazon's putting out later this year on its total carbon footprint. And that's something we'll be watching. But honestly, Amazon's probably, got a lot of a ways to go. There's not just shipments that it has to worry about. Obviously, cloud computing and data centers and the like are the types of services that require tons of energy. So we'll keep an eye on that front. And if you want to read more about that, you can do that over at Futurism. We'll link that up in the show notes as well. Well, thanks for listening. And we'll be back next week with a full episode. And stay tuned. Make sure you like and subscribe everywhere where podcasts are found. Thank you for listening to Future Commerce. And remember, retail tech moves fast, but future commerce is moving faster.